Today is Monday, the 26th of May, the feast of St. Philip Neri, in the sixth week of Eastertide. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. The most important thing for me to do now, as I enter into prayer, is to let go for a moment. To let go of my own concerns, my own worries and fears and reluctance, and let myself be led by God, trusting that God, who loves me, will lead me into life. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshipper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us.
We catch a glimpse here of the practical aspects of Paul's missionary journeys. Like Jesus, he finds support for his mission through the friendship and generosity of local businesswomen. Have you found support for your life of faith among friends or colleagues? Have you had experience of speaking about your faith to others? What has that been like? Or have you found yourself inhibited from talking about God for external or internal reasons? As the reading is repeated, notice what words or images engage you and why. Where do your thoughts or imagination take you?
We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshipper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us.
Take a few minutes to speak to God about your response to this reading. Perhaps to ask for a grace that you need, or to give thanks, speaking from your heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.